Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and with their headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Well, good day, everybody. Market Mondays. This is going to be your housing market report. We have uploaded the actual portable document files, PDFs, portable document. You might not have known that's what that stood for. PDFs, and we've done that at realtor.paris911.com. That'll be done. Well, we already have them uploaded. I'll publish those in the next couple hours so you can see them. And what we did is we broke them down, as we always do on Mondays, for each one of the Santa Clarita Valley cities. Now, a little bit about me. Of course, you already heard our intro. I am Connor MacGyver with REMAX of Santa Clarita, REMAX of Valencia. Local agents and people say, well, just Santa Clarita, just Valencia? No. We have about a 35-mile radius we like to work within here around Southern California. And for some select clients, they want us to go further, we will. A lot of the police officers I used to work with at the LAPD, with the Sheriff's Department, and train with at the CHP and so on, you know, they want us to go out to Rancho Cucamonga. I'm there. They want us to go to Palmdale, Lancaster, brothers, sisters. Yeah, we're out there too. So it really doesn't matter. Anywhere in Southern California, I'll at least be able to find you somebody good, if it's not myself. Somebody that ascribes to the same Paris 911 philosophy about protecting and serving within the real estate realm. Enough about me. Let's get into Santa Clarita Valley. Now, market update reports. We do talk about the current real estate market conditions. These are going to be for single-family homes. We're going to talk about trends in pricing, current levels with regard to supply and demand, value metrics. And this report is for this week, April 13th, 2015. So here in Santa Clarita Valley, all total single-family homes, the intel is median list price in Santa Clarita, California, this week, $564,950. The 120 properties have been on the market for an average of 77 days. Now, the thing that we've been monitoring within my team and for our clients, with inventory and days on market basically unchanged and the market action index decreasing, the market is not sending strong directional signal for the near-term outlook. With regard to supply and demand in Santa Clarita, while the market action index shows some strengthening in the past few weeks, prices have not seemed to move from their plateau. Should the upward trend in sales relative to inventory continue, expect prices to resume an upward climb in tandem with the market action index. Now, the market action index, if you remember from past shows, that's going to be the index that answers the question of how's the market by measuring the current rate of sale versus the amount of inventory. An index above 30 is going to imply it being a seller's market. Below 30, conditions give the advantage to the buyer. Currently, we're at 41.9, and that's increasing because of the lacking inventory. Sellers are still in control. Now, I did break into the reports into quartiles, so you'll be able to see the top quartile, which is going to be the most expensive homes. And then we break it down from there. So that's the Santa Clarita outlook, and we have reports for Valencia, for Stevenson Ranch as well, Saugus, Newhall, Canyon Country, Castaic, Afton. You'll be able to see those there by going to realtor.paris911.com. A couple of resources that we did put together earlier this week, probably one of my favorites. Everybody out there looking for real estate becomes aware, at least at some point if you're looking in Santa Clarita, even other cities here in Southern California, that Mello Roos do exist. What about the Mello Roos? How's that work? What properties have Mello Roos? What properties do not? So what we did is we built a system, and you can find that online at doesithavemelloroos.com. There you go, doesithavemelloroos.com. And what we did is we put this together basically just to be a point of contact. So if you're curious, you have a particular home in mind, or you've been searching online and want to know if these particular areas have Mello Roos, just fire us off an address at that website. And I also put a map of properties listing that there are Mello Roos. And again, it's not a mandatory field in the Board of Realtors. So an agent, let's say somebody from L.A. is listing a piece of property out here, they might not even see the field to be able to identify if the property has Mello Roos or not. If it's a local agent out here that you've hired to put up or they've had this particular listing, then what you will see in that regard is you will see they'll have an option to choose Mello Roos or not. But again, it's not mandatory. So an agent can list a property all day long. up in a Melrose-infested area up there in Saugus and still not have to come to Jesus about it and post it up there within the listing. So they'll be able to kind of get away with it. But again, not a big deal. All you have to do is go to doesithavemelrose.com, and you'll be able to see that intel and then find out whether or not that particular listing does have Melrose. Happy Monday to you. Tomorrow we're going to be back with our Travel Tuesdays broadcast, talking more about online resources that we put together for our real estate clients. So I'm excited about that. Check us out on our main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. And also don't forget, you're searching for real estate, trying to find a house. Lots of resources online. Of course, you punch in any kind of search query regarding real estate in a city, more than likely you're going to see Zillow and Trulia pop up. Do some research on Zillow and Trulia. They're okay, but again, some of them are lacking all the necessary feeds. Some of the brokerages have pulled out saying, you know, we're not going to publish our listings because our agents aren't able to be the first point of contact with their sellers' listings, which is doing their sellers a disservice. So there's a huge amount of banter out there, but to save you from all that pain, you know, you can do a little Googling yourself, check it out, see what you think. But I will tell you that the systems that the local agents like us put together, they're going to have everything because we are actually members of the Board of Realtors. These other big syndication companies are not. Plus, we are actual agents. We're not syndication companies. Our job is to represent you in your home purchasing thing, you know, helping you out. So what we did is we put together MLS Best, MLSBEST.com, MLSBEST.com. Simple. It's unlocked. So you can go there. You can search ad nauseum like forever. You're never going to be asked to register. Some of the sites out there, they're cute. And you know what? I got to go back a little bit. My philosophy at the beginning was make them register. Make them sign the deal, whatever it was. That's not the way anymore. That whole philosophy should be out the window. Agents should leave all of their searches unlocked. Never asking you to register unless giving some advantage. For example, ours, the advantage would be, and again, you never have to, but the advantage would be getting the listings emailed to you at the moment that they hit the market. That would be the advantage. So you see those. You're not having to go through some secondary system. You're not having to go through some portal that is not updated very often or only displays the feed every 6-7 days, so you're not seeing it every day. That would be detrimental to you, especially when inventory is moving so quickly. My recommendation, check out MLSBest.com. Tell me what you think. We're going to have a couple. We actually have three IDX systems plugged into that particular site. I love IDX, which stands for Internet Data Exchange, which means that's what we pull the listings from via the Board of Realtors. So it's accurate, 7 to 15-minute updates. You'll see everything. It's a lot of fun. Check that out, MLSBest.com. I will let you go. Tomorrow, Travel Tuesdays, again, traveling around the World Wide Web. Don't forget to check out Wednesday's show. We're going to get into the foreclosure, shadow inventory, talking a little bit about foreclosures, REO properties, those bank-owned things that people really want more information about. That's going to be Wednesday's show. Thursday, we'll get into truth in lending. Friday, of course, is going to be our exciting Price Change Friday show, Chronale Friday. Saturday, sold Saturdays, looking at the sold data comparative to those listing prices. Where are we up or down? And open house Sundays, and we repeat all over again. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio and SoundCloud and YouTube, wherever you are. And, of course, we're simulcast or pod, we're uploaded YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel, Paris 911. And also you can check out us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be safe.